This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protesters were marching on the Georgia State Capitol Monday after the fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer over the weekend sparked further public outrage over the deaths of African Americans in police custody. Georgia prosecutors said they were weighing bringing charges against the police officer who shot to death Rayshard Brooks. The Atlanta Police Department fired Garrett Rolfe, put another officer on administrative leave, and the police chief resigned following the shooting. Brooks's wife said Monday, quote, "If it was my husband who shot them, he would be in jail," end quote, adding, quote, "They need to be put away," end quote. It came just 2.5 weeks after the death of George Floyd, a black man killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Floyd's death 3 weeks ago sparked a wave of protests for racial justice and calls for police reform in the United States and around the world. A large Black Lives Matter banner draped on the outside of the U.S. Embassy in Seoul, South Korea, was removed Monday. Two people familiar with the matter said President Donald Trump expressed his displeasure about it. The banner was hung on the front of the mission building Saturday as the embassy tweeted a message in support of the anti-racism campaign worldwide and across the United States. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling protecting gay and transgender people from discrimination at work was hailed Monday as the most significant moment in the fight for LGBT rights in the U.S. since same-sex marriage was legalized in 2015. In a 6-3 decision, the nation's top court decided gay and transgender people are protected under Title VII of the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964. Neil Gorsuch, a 2017 Trump appointee who wrote the ruling, says, quote, "Sex plays a necessary and indisguisable role in the decision, exactly what Title VII forbids," end quote. From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 434,000 people worldwide have died from COVID-19 as we near the halfway point of 2020. The United States remains the hardest hit country with nearly 116,000 recorded fatalities. There are almost 8 million confirmed cases of the respiratory illness, more than 2.1 million of them in the United States. In China, several districts of the capital set up security checkpoints, closed schools, and ordered people to be tested for the coronavirus Monday after an unexpected spike of cases linked to the biggest wholesale food market in Asia. Gatherings of up to 25 people will be allowed in parts of the U.S. state of New York that have entered phase 3 of the state's reopening plan, up from a previous limit of just 10. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday the state's continuing decline in the rate of positive tests and in hospitalizations supported the move. A host of European Union nations reopened their borders to fellow Europeans Monday after months of coronavirus curbs. Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, and Ukraine were among those lifting border restrictions Monday. Shops and outdoor attractions in England were set to welcome their first customers since March. In Paris, cafes and restaurants were allowed to fully reopen. Sweden will extend its ban on visits to elderly care homes. 3 Russian cities joined a growing list of places canceling June 24th military parades, despite President Vladimir Putin's decision to press ahead with the main event in Moscow. India's capital is quickly running out of hospital beds amid a surge in cases after critics said it did too little to prepare and reopened shopping malls and temples too soon. Singapore's health ministry said it will allow small gatherings and the reopening of restaurants and shops June 19th. Fears of a second wave of infections rocked world markets Monday, knocking down oil prices and shares as investors grappled with how to assess the economic recovery. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention email orders its communication staff to ignore media requests from The Voice of America. The email was released under the Freedom of Information Act by the Knight First Amendment Institute. The email links to a story published in the White House Daily Newsletter that accused the U.S.-funded broadcaster of promoting foreign propaganda. VOA Director Amanda Bennett said the broadcaster was shocked and troubled by the internal CDC document. The U.S. Air Force said in a statement, British Coast Guards have located the wreckage of a U.S. fighter plane that crashed off the coast of northeast England Monday, but the pilot is still missing. Search and rescue efforts continue, the statement said. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com or download our app via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.